Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello and welcome, my friends. So today I have an interesting topic for you if you are studying psychic development or if you're even thinking about delving into psychic development. So this is how you can catapult your psychic development. This is how you can turn it up five notches quicker than ever before. And it's through your own personal development. So what's the difference between psychic development and personal development, you might ask? Personal development is owning your own bullshit. So the more work we do on ourselves, the more work we do on our soul's healing, the more work we do within our own traumas, the more we will catapult through our psychic development. So owning our shit, owning those niggles within our body, making our body the clearest vessel possible is how we catapult our psychic development. So taking the time to slow down, taking the time to sit with spirit, taking the time to meditate, taking the time to work out our triggers. Anytime we untie a knot of a trigger, we open a clearer pathway for spirit to connect with us, for our psychic development to go through the roof. If we have a fear of being seen, well, we're not really going to sit on a Zoom session or sit face-to-face with a client and allow ourselves to fully be seen. And as one of my mentors, Michael Mayo, says, any tension that we bring into a reading is a block. The more that we can relax, the more that we can sit in reverence with spirit, the more that we can kind of go, we'll just see how this goes kind of attitude, the better the reading will go. So any tension that we can remove from our bodies, any traumas that we can kind of unblock and unhinge and move forward, any shadow aspects of us that we can look in the eyeballs, makes us an open book. And this is something I've been working on with my monthly mentorship students this week. I'll have to follow them up and see if they've actually done their homework, because I know that this is a confronting homework and they're probably going, homework task, they're probably going, why do I have to do something about myself? I'm here to connect with my clients. But if we're sitting in front of our clients and we're like, I will show you 80% of me, but 20% of me, that needs to hide in the darkness. We're having a client who's also going to match that energy. They're not going to be fully open with us because we are not fully open with them. And that is not about what we share with them on the day. You know, our clients are here not to hear our life story. But if we can sit in front of someone with open book energy, their energy will match open book energy, if that makes sense as well. So regardless of whether it's a Zoom, an email reading, whatever it is, if we can go in with open book energy, owning our shadows, owning our darkness, owning the things that we suck at, right? Our clients are going to be more open for us to see their shadow. And if we can see their shadow, we can also see how we can intertwine, and they can intertwine some light with the shadows. So it's so imperative. It's so important that we do our own personal development as well as psychic development. So, you know, we can practice read as many times as we want to, and that will help our abilities, but our abilities will be helped so much more by the time that we sit with ourselves. And that doesn't mean don't do psychic development until you've worked with your own shit. They both go hand in hand, if that makes sense. So go and sit in women's circles. Go and sit in development circles. Do practice readings, but also go for a walk along the beach by yourself. And you can't, in authenticity, sit in a reading and tell a mum, wow, you're burnt out. Spirit says you need to put yourself first. Spirit says you need to walk along the beach after work every day before you go home. Spirit says that you need to create healthy meals for yourself, even though your kids won't eat it. We can't say that in authenticity if we don't also embody that. And yes, we are a channel for the spirit world. And yes, we are delivering messages, but we're also being hypocritical if we don't own that shit too. Does that make sense? So to bring our humanness to a reading is incredibly powerful. So this is a little bit niche. This is kind of directly to anyone who is studying psychic development or who wants to study psychic development. How to catapult those abilities is by diving headfirst, all in, to your own personal development, not just psychically, but spiritually. I hope that makes sense, my friends. Until next time, bye.